Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klama and Beis, and we're looking at Simon Yud Gimel, the last Simon, a short Simon. Shachach Lebarach Berachas Amotzi. A person started the meal, he washed his hands, he did everything properly, he didn't say Amotzi. Whatever, he got distracted, he started eating without realizing that he said Amotzi. So, Imnizkar Be'emsa Suda Mevarech, if he realizes during the course of the meal that he has not said Hamotzi, see, he would say Hamotzi at that point in time for the bread that he's going to continue to eat the Lechem Chamuris, which is the Pirish of the Tosfos Yom Tov, and the Rosh and Masechtas Brachos and other places, says that not only will it work for the food he's going to eat subsequently, but it works retroactively for the food that he ate until now. So the idea that a bracha should take place after we eat seems to be a little bit out of the ordinary for us, and we're going to try and talk about that a little more for the rest of this siman. If the person did not realize that he's not saying hamotzi until he finished the meal, so the meal is done, he has not said hamotzi, so we should argue that that's it. There's nothing to talk about. And he should bench. Of course, he has to bench. But the Chayyadim says, if he has another piece of bread that he could eat, and Mr. Burr points out that it shouldn't be a chilagaso, that he's being repulsed by eating, but he's able to eat, and he has an option of eating more bread, he should do so. And if he does not have another option of eating bread, then he should not make a bracha. He'll just bench. So what's the purpose of this eating more pasta and saying a bracha? Whatever he ate until now, he ate without a bracha. He has no interest in eating anymore. So why are we asking him to eat some more to be able to make a bracha? So the Magen Rom says this then, and he says, because there's an opinion of the Ravid, quoted in the Rashba in Masechtas Brachos, it says that in this situation a person should make a bracha at the end of the meal without eating anymore. He finished the meal, he has no intention to eat any more bread, and he realizes that he did not say Hamotzi. He should say Hamotzi right now after the fact. So he should say the Hamotzi after the fact. Now we don't pass like the Ravid, but the Magen Rom says, and this is the source for this Chayyadim, if you have an option of eating more bread, so you're able to say the Hamotzi for the bread that you're going to eat now, and you will this way fulfill the opinion of the Ravid that the Hamotzi can go back on the bread that you ate before. Since according to the Ravid, you're mechuyev to make a bracha afterwards, and you have a way to make the bracha now, and so then you should do so. If you have no way to do that, then you're not mechuyev to do that, and you're not allowed to do that, because according to all the other opinions, you have no chiyuv bracha, and therefore you're not allowed to make a bracha. So this halacha is found elsewhere, this concept, and just so the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Beis deals with a case where a person started eating, and by mistake, he put food in his mouth without a bracha. So the Mor brings three brises, and we say all three are correct. It says, if one brisa says that you should swallow, one brisa says that you should spit it out, one brisa says that you should keep it in your mouth. Some more says, if food which you can spit out and it's not mias, you should spit out, make the bracha, and then start eating. Food which we would spit out would be mias, so you should move the food to the side of your mouth and make a bracha. Drinks where it's not possible to make a bracha while the liquid's in your mouth, and spitting out it'll be nifsa, it'll be mias. Swallow it. Now, what does it mean, swallow it? What should you do? So the Chayyadim later on in Klal Mem Tes in Siman Yud quotes this halacha, and he says, in case of a liquid, if he has other liquid available, he should spit this out, even though he's going to be lost. And but if he needs this drink, he doesn't have other drink to replace it, he needs to drink this, he's allowed to swallow it. And you make the bracha rishona afterwards. So here the Chayyarim brings halacha l'maisa that you do make the bracha rishona afterwards. This is actually the opinion of the Ravid, and of the Rush, and of the Rambam. Seemingly that's the opinion of the Rashba as well. So that you make up the bracha, that's shot in the Gemara, that you make the bracha rishona after you drank it. And they said, well, we said before in Klamon Bey, Simon Yud Gimel, you don't make a bracha. It says over here it's better because in Klamon Bey that we're learning right now, the meal is done, so there's nothing to talk about. But in Klal Memtes, you're drinking it right now, and you realize right now as you're drinking it, so that's considered a little bit over lesiyasa, like you're doing it beforehand. Because you realize it and you plan to do it, you just have to end up saying it afterwards. So, we'll look at that halacha again when we get the klamim test. So that's the chiddush over here. Comes the rabbi, and the rabbi says, I don't agree with that chilik, and therefore you would make the bracha rishona afterwards also. So here's a case where it's possible to make the bracha rishona after you eat the food. So we don't pass like that over here. Actually, over there, just to say halacha l'maisa, the Mishmar comes out. That's the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah is that you make a bracha afterwards, like the Chayyadim says, is the opinion of the Ramah. Mishmar brings the Rav of the Achronim, do not paskin like that Ramah and like the Chayyadim. And they say you do not make a bracha afterwards, you just say a bracha Achronim. So we'll talk about that more when we get there. But you see such a concept, theoretically it's possible bracha rishona afterwards. We don't pass, we're saying over here that would not be the right thing to do. But if possible, try to be used to the opinion of the rabbi, you just say the bracha afterwards. Have a good day.